Welcome to Hypnagogue Podcast number 357. We begin this time with The Golden Hour by David Pedrick.
Thank you.
Now, I promise you that what I said last time about being aware that I was interrupting some of your recent podcast flows had nothing to do with the fact that this was an uninterrupted ride today. It was just that, as is often the case, the flow dictated that there should be no stopping. There was a gentle transition from holding tank to library. It was so subtle you may not even have noticed it. There may have been some slight jostling in the cabin. Your beverage may have wiggled slightly. But beyond that, it was a smooth transition. And so you got both holding tank and library melded together into one 90-minute flow. Because it felt right. And if it feels good, do it. So how did this one come together? Well, we started with David Pedrick and The Golden Hour from his album Aurora. And then it was David Helpling from the album In. If you haven't already, you will be hearing many very good things about In. I rather expect that it is going to end up at or near the top of pretty much every best of list in 2022. It is a stunning album. 8 years in the making, features a variety of top-tier musicians, along with David, of course. And I have looped this thing, I think recently it was looping for about 6 hours here at Hypnagogue headquarters as I was working. It's just unstoppably beautiful. So if you haven't done so already, go check it out. If you like David's work in the past, like his album Rune or the trio of albums that he did with John Jenkins, which are magnificent, you will love In. So there, that's my commercial. After that, another album that I had good things to say about on Facebook. Don't follow me there, I'm boring. And another one that I just looped over and over again. And this album is only 24 minutes long, but I think I had it on for about 3.5 hours one day because it's just a delicious album to listen to. It's kind of post-rock. It's kind of proggy. You think about Pink Floyd. There's just so much going on. It's Red Niquito. The album is called The Wave. And this track, Pink Hopper, that I played for you, I just fell in love with. Again, it's only 4 tracks on the album. All 4 are spectacular, fun, interesting. Good stuff. That's all I can say. I'm going to make noises and say good stuff. So that's Red Niquito from The Wave. After that, a little more post-rock from Magnus Josefsson. The album is called Acid Air. That track was Jimmy's House. And then the last time I tried to say this artist's name, I messed it up. I'm going to try to get it right. You ready? Butter City Poster Boys. BCPB. Butter City Poster Boys. I played a track called Stand in Front of You from their album Your Guide to Love. And I am willing to bet that some of you really hated the middle of that piece when it made that very distinct, let's call it grating sound. I happen to love that kind of stuff as like a switching mechanism, as kind of a breakpoint within a piece, because from there on, you listen to the way that smooths out afterwards. Excellent. High marks from Mr. Shanahan. So again, that was Stand in Front of You from Butter City Poster Boys. After that, Dimitrio Cecitelli with Nuance 4 from Nuance. That kind of moved us, that headed us into a very low-key, drifty kind of place that continued with Interconnected with the track Mystery of Being from Grainophonics. And then do you know what happened? Some Loneward happened. It's always good when Loneward happens. His new album is called Pallid Memories. That track was called Mellow Solace. And this is the point where we moved into the library stuff. See, you didn't even feel it. You were just like, oh, that's a great transition, John. Good job. And I said, thank you. But we went from The Lone Word into Shane Morris's title track from the Equinox album. That was like 14.5 minutes of just dark, primal glory. It's a great album. After that, some driving minimalism, if that's even a term, from Bart Hawkins. That was off the Vision of Eden release with Sidewinder. And we closed out with Mr. Eric Volo from Blue Radiance with Terra Novus 2. That is the way 357 came together. I do hope you enjoyed that uninterrupted ride. They will continue to happen here and there. Depends upon my mood and what the music tells me to do. The music is telling me to do this all over again 2 weeks from now, and I want you to be there because it's going to be excellent. You're going to hear new stuff. You're going to hear old stuff. Your ears are going to thank you. They'll whisper at you, thank you very much. Because, like, you wouldn't expect your ears to speak loudly because they're ears and they're kind of sensitive. So they will be kind to you and they will whisper, thank you very much. Hey, I'm babbling, so that means it's time to go. My name is John Shanahan. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. This is the Hypnagogue Podcast. It will be back in 2 weeks. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.